Depending on who you ask, the stock trading app Robinhood has democratized Wall Street trading or captured non-savvy investors who are hooked on making quick cash. Today, the company makes its debut on NASDAQ just as regulators challenge its core business practices. Here's NPR's Bobby Allen.
When college student Jacob Frew opens up Robinhood, he sees neon-colored charts on how a stock is trading. He can invite a friend to the app and get a free stock. But right now, he's curious about his Airbnb investment. So he takes a look.
It's down 0.53% today and is currently trading at $138.51.
Frew is a business major at Northeastern University. But from the classroom, the world of finance was daunting. Robinhood broke down all the barriers.
And it seemed like this just crazy career where you had to know so much. And Robinhood allowed me to begin trading without, you know, learning how to use a Bloomberg terminal.
Robinhood has made trading stocks as easy as buying a credit on Candy Crush, so much so that Frew is among the 22 million users who now trade stocks on the app. That's up from 7 million just last year. Here's Robinhood CEO Vlad Tenev speaking on Bloomberg.
Investing should be as ubiquitous as shopping online. It should just be something that people do.
Robinhood has introduced droves of new people to the stock market. Tapping into online forums like Reddit at a time when everyone spent more time home, the company has assembled a new generation of mostly young, inexperienced investors who now have the power to move markets. But is Robinhood exploiting these people? Massachusetts Secretary of State William Galvin thinks so. He says Robinhood has gamified trading, and that's led to catastrophic losses for some.
They deliberately go out to entice their customers and rely upon their lack of experience to entice them into buying things that they may not understand.
Galvin's office is suing to have Robinhood banned in the state. Robinhood is also facing nearly 50 other lawsuits stemming from this moment.
Reddit users have been driving Wall Street crazy, investing in certain stocks like GameStop to force up the price.
Video game retailer GameStop is set to continue their head-spinning ascent today. Shares are now up more than 60% pre-market.
The video game retailer has soared about 800% in the last week.
And behind that surge were people tapping away at their Robinhood apps, some of them fueled by an internet joke or a way to stick it to the man. Well, it worked. It shocked Wall Street and created market turmoil. To slow down the rally, Robinhood restricted the ability to buy shares of GameStop. Critics said that hurt Robinhood users and benefited the Wall Street firms it does business with.
They earn a significant fraction of their revenue from being a middleman.
Sinanna Rao leads MIT's initiative on the digital economy. He says when you buy a stock on Robinhood, it's sent to big institutions like Citadel Securities to actually complete the transaction. And Robinhood gets a kickback. Robinhood also sells its trading data about its users to these very same firms.
I think those conflicts of interest are real and should be scrutinized.
Which is exactly what the Securities and Exchange Commission is doing. It could be an existential threat to Robinhood. But Robinhood hopes that investors see the probe as nothing more than a speed bump. In an unorthodox move, Robinhood is letting its users purchase up to a third of its stock. Will college student Frew be opening up Robinhood to buy some Robinhood?
I honestly have not decided quite yet.
He says he loves the app, but he doesn't see it as the safest bet. Bobby Allen, NPR News, San Francisco.